Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. You can join us. Number 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian. I'm the captain. We're going to go into your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, Captain, you've got a story out of Kansas City of a cafe owner that was shut down by the government gang there. And
government said, no, you cannot operate.
And he decided he was going to continue.
I don't know to hear it.
Or she, whoever
it's
was.
It's Ray, R-A-E.
It could be a she then.
Well, we'll find out.
The owner decided that the person was going to continue with their business, and we'll explain how here in moments. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. David is calling us from Tome, which is in New Mexico, listening to Kiva out of Albuquerque. Go ahead, David.
Very good, gentlemen. Empire, if you would like the exact definition.
Go. All right.
A territory or jurisdiction of an emperor. Keep that word in mind.
Mm-hmm.
A nation composed of what was previously several separate countries, but which have been brought by conquest, compact, or colonization under one government, at the head of which is an emperor. We don't have that here.
Oh, really?
That's just a name, dude. I mean, you definitely have an area of land that was created by conquest.
Well, state also is a country.
Correct.
And we did have separate states.
Right.
We are the United States at this point. So a conglomeration of those put together. And then emperor, well, just because, you know, we change the face of the person, the guy who wears the suit, put a different guy in the chair, it's still the chair of an empire.
Well, we've had four different flags over this state or territory, as it were, for over 400 years, and that was Spanish, Mexican, American, and at one point it was even considered French, but that was contested.
Oui.
And to the next part, the American Empire, a term used by Chief Justice Marshall to mean the United States, inclusive of its states, territories, District of Columbia, etc., under 182 U.S. Code 261.
So if you think that our wars throughout the world are anything other than colonization, I would love to hear the argument.
Yeah, behavior is what defines empire in my book. And, you know, the United States is certainly guilty of all aspects of empire building, with the amount of military bases around the globe, with the amount of interference that they do for other governments in other countries. They're certainly guilty of empire building.
That is undisputed. I've been reading through the latter part of the 19th century, early 20th century, and yes, we were at competition with the great powers, the dual monarchy, three different countries of Europe that were trying to divide up the world. But we were not one that actually tried to subjugate people. We actually tried to free the people.
When was this?
Late 19th, early 20th century.
Okay, I don't buy that necessarily, but let's talk about right now. Would you say that the United States government gang is trying to free anyone?
Unfortunately, we just freed the Taliban.
Are you saying that you think that the U.S. occupation of Afghanistan should have continued?
The problem with Afghanistan goes back over 300 to 400 years, where the great powers of Europe and every other places tried to colonize it. And there is a reason why they say they've got a fighting season that starts in the spring.
I'd say that our largest problem goes back to World War I and World War II.
Oh, beyond that. British were fighting.
Like, that was when the British Empire cut it into unmanageable pieces.
Well, I've never had a problem with Afghanistan. I mean, they can do their thing, and it doesn't bother me one iota, so I'd prefer to not get involved.
Yeah.
As long as they're not trying to attack us, I got no problem with them.
Because when were they ever?
They're a very tenacious people. I give them that respect.
When were they ever trying to attack us?
I mean, even over the last 20 years of the war against that country, there still was never an attack being made by Afghanistan people against the U.S. government, at least, or not the government, but people here in the so-called United States. And that's not to say that we wouldn't have deserved it if there was, because, you know, murdering people with bombing raids and destroying people's lives, innocent, peaceful people, Doctors Without Borders, wedding parties. I mean, that's likely to engender some anger in some people, and it wouldn't surprise me if there were an attack, but there hasn't been one.
Well, they're a very tribal country, and they've been that way for 1,000 years. So you can't exactly change them by coming in and say, hey, we want to help you exploit your resources.
Yeah.
They're tribal.
Yeah, and leave them alone.
And they kicked the United States.
Leave them alone, let them trade what they want to.
They defeated the U.S. just like they defeated the Soviets before them.
Yeah.
And people need to stay the hell out.
The Russians, the British, the French, anybody that's ever tried to come in and try to colonize them, try to Europeanize them, as it were, back in the day. Everyone has failed because they've got their ways set in stone. So, okay, fine.
Let them be. Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's get to that good news, Captain. You have a story from...
I have good news.
Tell us about it.
I just saved a load of money on my car insurance, but... No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
This is from...
It was the second time you used the joke, just the first time on the air.
I've used it more than two times. Come on, man. At any rate, this is from KSHB.com out of Kansas City, Missouri, or Missouri, if you're not from there. Ray's Cafe closes to the public, but reopens as a private club. Ray's Cafe, it's R-A-E apostrophe S for those of you who need the spelling, a restaurant in Blue Springs, which was ordered to close down by Jackson County on Friday, closed to the public on Saturday, and reopened as a private club. This isn't a new idea.
Nope.
Folks tried to do something like this, so when the smoking bans came around and all the states started banning smoking indoors and stuff like that.
And it worked here in New Hampshire.
It totally worked.
It was one of the most interesting things about Salt Lake City is that they don't actually have any bars. They have things that appear to be bars but are, in fact, private clubs.
Yeah, Utah is a very good example of that because... the Mormons are very strict on their religion, and so it has to meet certain criteria. So there are places you can go that look very much like bars, as you say, but it's really a
membership. You have to pay a fee to get in.
Yeah, and the same thing applies here. Jackson County ordered the owner of Ray's Cafe to close because it received repeated violations of the county's COVID-19 order.
Nice.
And there's a little graphic here. It looks like a video.
Sounds
possibly
like a free place to hang out.
Yeah, Ray's Cafe defies order to close over coronavirus citations. On Saturday morning, a KSHB 41 news photographer reported a sign on the restaurant's door that said members must pay a $1 fee to enter the establishment. I have a picture of the sign on the door, and I'll just read it to you. It says, "Welcome to Ray's Private Club. $1 membership fee collected at the door at each member's visit. Dress code, no masks allowed."
Please. All right, my kind of place.
Yeah, I just want to go to Missouri now and go have a lunch at Ray's Cafe. It says, "Please sign your name upon entry to verify your club membership. As a member, you can suggest items to the menu." That's like a benefit of being a member. And then there's a box with some other verbiage in it. It says, "Club policies. By entering this club, you admit that you are not a member of the general public. By signing your name, you record your membership attendance, and you also assume any and all risks of disease transmission."
Fair.
I like it. I think everybody should make a copy of that and put it on their business.
And you said this was today, Saturday, or is this an fresh news?
Let me see the dates.
Because I'm curious to know if there's been any updates since their reopening.
September 4th, 7:18 a.m.
coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
People's not me.
The Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is also here. Bitcoin.com, great source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go and click Get Started at the top of the page there over at Bitcoin.com and learn the basics. You know, there's... It's never too late to get into the world of cryptocurrency. Right now, I think Bitcoin, BTC, is at around $50,000 per unit.
Ethereum busted 4,000 briefly.
Bitcoin Cash is at around $700 per.
Yeah, that was nice.
Check that out over at Bitcoin.com. They got some introductory videos and some more in-depth videos there for you to consume at your leisure. And if you are not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, you can get those over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about Ray's Cafe. They're in the Kansas City area. And kudos to them for pushing back against a government gang-imposed shutdown. Ray's Cafe, located actually in Blue Springs, Missouri, which is a little ways on the outside of the city.
Right, the stories from Kansas City. Right.
They have pushed back. They, after being told they are being forced to shut down, they reopen, but as a private club.
No masks allowed. Visitors must sign in upon entry. Quote, by entering this club, you admit that you are not a member of the general public, unquote. That's beautiful.
It's interesting.
I love it.
And this is something that, you know, was discussed here in New Hampshire as far as what businesses could do if they were facing a shutdown. And luckily, there wasn't a whole lot of cracking down that the government in New Hampshire did. Despite the tough talk from the government gang here, there wasn't a lot of enforcing. There were only, I think, 8 citations written statewide. And of those 8 citations, all 8 of them are being refunded to the business owners, which did not happen in any of the other 49 states, by the way. New Hampshire's the only place that's actually refunding the fines to business owners that were fined during the so-called pandemic. So, you know, it wasn't totally freedom here in New Hampshire, but, you know, after the fact that refunds are being issued is unprecedented.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old Jesse checks. When Jesse Ventura was the governor of Minnesota.
Oh, really?
They ended up... Okay, so yeah, he was the governor of Minnesota.
By the way, he's in favor of vaccines, too.
Yeah. But he...
Speaking of disappointing former rebels.
Yeah. He bordered on libertarian, you know, for a minute anyway.
Only in his rhetoric, right?
Yeah. But anyway, he was the governor of Minnesota, and lo and behold, because he wasn't a regular politician, they balanced the state budget. And not only did they balance the state budget, but they had a surplus.
Wow.
After the budget was balanced. And so, of course, all of the folks around him, his advisors and other politicians and stately folk were all like, well, what will we spend this windfall on? What could we possibly buy? And Jesse was like, wait. Whose money is it? It's the people's money. We're going to give it back to them. And so if you worked in the state of Minnesota and they collected your, because they have a state income tax in addition to the federal, if they collected income tax that year, they gave you some money back. And this was known as the Jesse check.
Nice.
The only time I'm aware of that anything like that had ever happened outside of what you're talking about with New Hampshire refunding businesses, the fines it received during COVID.
It is so bizarre to actually give people their money back.
I got a Jesse check because I lived there at the time.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know, it was like $400 or something.
I'd have been tempted to frame it.
This was, I don't know, early 90s.
Luckily, it happened once in all of reality.
Luckily, there were some real, you know, courageous business owners. There weren't very many of them, but there were some, like the lady that owns the local Pho Noodle restaurant here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is called Pho Keen, great, fantastic restaurant, wonderful staff, and never a mandate in place in that building. Didn't matter what the city put down, didn't matter all the, there was a government, there was a statewide mandate for masks, there was a city mandate for masks, and she just said, you know what, my staff can do what they want. If they want to put a mask on, they can put a mask on. It's up to them. I'm not going to tell my people what they have to do, and I'm not going to tell my customers that either. And amazingly, she never received a single fine. They acted like they were going to do something for a minute there, and they never followed through on the threats. Thank goodness. And, of course, she was also one of the people who sued, along with me and Aria DeMezzo, who's another co-host here on Free Talk Live. We sued the governor and sued the city of Keene. Unfortunately, that lawsuit, after almost an entire year, like 11 months, was thrown out of court by the federal judge.
Really? Why?
In the case.
I guess they don't tell you.
No, they told you. There was a 24-page opinion by the judge on why.
24 pages?
Yeah, and it basically broke down to, I mean, I didn't read in detail the whole thing.
Did we do radio? It doesn't take 24 pages to voice an opinion.
Yeah. Just to break it down, she essentially said that you had no standing to sue because you were never actually punished. The judge in this case said, because you weren't hit with a fine, because you weren't arrested, therefore you have no standing. Now, our attorney says that that's bunk and that's BS, and he's talking about being willing to...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's actually a violation of the state constitution, because we recently amended that...
Well, this was federal court.
Oh, this was federal court.
Yeah. Mm. And there are other lawsuits that other people brought in state court, and I don't know what the status of those is at the moment. But ours was kicked out, and the attorney talked about a possible appeal.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be running out of time for that in the next couple of weeks, and he's kind of not very responsive.
What
so
absolute sorry, madness. Yeah. You were not harmed in any way by this being done. You took my civilization away from me.
Right.
Do you think that civilization is a benefit to me?
And the threat is what harmed In the case of Malaise, the owner of the Pho Noodle restaurant, that's what harmed her businesses. She shut down two out of her three restaurants because of this. And, you know, barely keeping the doors open with only one thing to focus on. And it's not easy. So, I mean, she lost her... I'm not going to say she lost her entire livelihood. She's still in business, but she lost two out of three. And that's a huge hit. And she's still paying the mortgage on those buildings. She still owns them. There's just nothing happening there.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know if we're going to have good news in that particular case. I didn't think that we would. I didn't have any expectation of any kind of miraculous result from using the court system. I tend to think that the courts are corrupt and they're not going to do you any favors, and that's what came true in this particular case. So, anyway, kudos to Ray's Cafe there in, Blue Ridge? Oh, Blue Springs, Missouri.
Blue Springs, yeah.
They've got a Facebook page. I don't have Facebook, so I can't read most of these comments here, but there are 406 comments on their most recent, like every day they post their daily special with a picture of whatever it is that they're making. And, oh man, this was from yesterday. So they actually haven't updated it for today, but yesterday a tenderloin sandwich with fries looks fried and delicious, and 400 comments. But so far, the ones I've seen have been positive. So it sounds like there's going to be a lot of people coming in there for their new private memberships that they've got available, which is awesome.
Just to finish up the article here, the latest order issued by Jackson County on August 4th applies to places of public accommodation, which include any place or business offering or holding out to the general public goods, services, privileges, facilities, advantages, or accommodations for the peace, comfort, health, and safety of the general public,
which is why they say on their door,
according to the order, public accommodation shall not include a private club.
Oh, there's a carve-out. That's a surprise, because in some places they said that the orders do apply to private clubs.
This says it does not.
And this might be a general solution to some of these problems.
Yeah, and you know what? If they're going to shut your business down, I say open up anyway and just go at it and take your risks. We're coming up here.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by going to all three sites where the attacks happened. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will start in New York City, where hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They will then travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers and crew on United Flight 93 perished after thwarting a planned attack on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. The couple then heads to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, where American Airlines Flight 77 crashed after it was hijacked. Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott is dead at the age of 87. Al Roker posting that he passed away peacefully this morning surrounded by his family. USA Radio News. Flights could be coming in and out of Kabul in the coming days.
A team of technicians from Qatar have been able to reopen Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport to allow aid flights into the Afghan capital. Qatar's ambassador to Afghanistan said Saturday that enough repairs have been made to allow two domestic flights to take off for Mazar-e-Sharif and Kandahar. The airport has not been functional since the final withdrawal of U.S. troops last week, but a team of Qatari technicians are working to restore commercial flights to the airport. The ambassador's statement said that the airfield could begin receiving flights in the upcoming days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump is saying he probably won't get a third COVID vaccine. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the former president saying he feels good, and though he's not against it, it's probably not for him. So far, the FDA has only authorized the third COVID shot for certain patients who are immunocompromised. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The number 603-283-6160. Coming up, People's Mount Mirror is going to tell us about how a crisis can become a religion. I'm curious to what that's all about. We'll get into it. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Ian Pieklis and the Captain here in the studio with you tonight. Unfortunately, there's bad news. We gave you a little bit of good news tonight. Now back to the scary stuff.
The good news is that there might be a way to keep your business through these terrible restrictions by making it a private club.
If there's, you know, a carve-out in this particular case, there was Missouri.
And there tends to be a great difficulty enforcing a lot of laws on any kind of private membership association.
That's true. Yep. That's true. Like I said, you know, even if they didn't give you a carve-out for private clubs, give it a try anyway, and because, you know, otherwise you're going to go out of business. So if you care about freedom, you might as well go ahead and put it on the line, because if they're going to shut you down anyway, you literally have nothing to lose at that point. But let's go on here with the CBC, the official government arm, the quote-unquote news arm of the Canadian government, bragging about Quebec's vaccine passport going into effect, limiting much of public life for those who are unvaccinated. Starting today, this was written a little earlier this week, on the 1st, a proof of vaccination will be required, will be as much of a daily necessity in Quebec when leaving the house as a wallet or house keys. dubbed the COVID-19 vaccination passport. Digital or paper documentation will be required to take part in much of public life, from having a beer to playing badminton.
I just want to say F that.
Other provinces, including British Columbia, Manitoba, and Ontario, are also poised to implement their own systems in the days and weeks to come. Wasn't it Alberta that was refusing to do it? I think there was like one province that was just like, no way, we're not doing this.
Yeah, it was Alberta.
It's Alberta.
Yeah, they're sort of known for being a much more rural area and less city-fied.
Seems like if you want to stay in Canada, that might be the place to go. But in Quebec, however, the list of non-essential activities that are prohibited to those without a vaccine is wide-ranging. Restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, team sports, and indoor swimming are now all off-limits to those who aren't adequately vaccinated or granted a rare exemption for medical reasons. Many public health experts, so-called, have welcomed the passport as a useful tool to help contain the spread of COVID-19. And it's also containing any sense of personal freedom that you might have had previously in Canada. Particularly in congregate settings, they say, and encourage people to get vaccinated as Quebec and the rest of the country enters a fourth wave of the pandemic. Quote, people want to be vaccinated and they want to have a normal life, said the health minister of Quebec, Christian Dubé. We went through hell in those first three waves. So, anyway, that's basically the propaganda piece here. There's more to it, but...
I mean, I'm so disappointed in my Canadian brethren. What is that all about?
If you want to join us, you can here, 603-283-6160. It's sad stuff. And there's not much you can't get away from it. Across Quebec, by the way, over 86% of residents over the age of 12 have received at least one dose, and 79% have received both. So fairly high compliance rate there already.
The thing is that we have learned to associate with each other not as people, but as members of these nations, as subjects or citizens, take your pick, to these governments. Like, that is the way that we have learned to associate with each other, instead of having communities with people you know, having shared values with people around you, instead of just being governed by the same kinds of violence.
Yeah.
So, Piklis, you have a story that sort of overarches, relates to all of this that we've been talking about here tonight, with the idea of crisis. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know that governments love to glom on to any crisis. It's an opportunity for them to grow their influence, to grow their mandates, to grow their diktats and their control over people's lives, over people's businesses. We've certainly seen that to an extent that has never happened in my lifetime. And it has been just shocking and outrageous. And I guess we shouldn't have been surprised. People have been prepared for this for a very long time by going to things like government schools, where they've been indoctrinated to believe whatever the government tells them, and here we are. So what do you got?
So this is actually from a Twitter feed. I'm completely unfamiliar with this guy in any of his other work, but this was just brilliant. A guy named John Hayward. Every crisis becomes a religion if it lasts long enough. One factor in this transformation is the beautiful theory phenomenon. The power elite insists its remedies are logical and politically correct, so they must work, even if the actual evidence shows they obviously don't. When beautiful theories crash into hard, cold reality and shatter, faith is the glue used by the elites to put their precious ideas back together. They need militant faith to get the job done, true believers eager to crush doubt and compel obedience by making war on the infidels. Some are swept into faith because they desperately crave a sense of control over the crisis. They need to believe something can be done, and they'd rather invest their faith in debunked beautiful theories than have no faith at all.
That
faith is a coin that demands to be spent.
Yes, and to that extent, you know, we've talked about frequently here on Free Talk Live how statism is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, when the state is, you know, or the representatives of the state, your God, if you will, if those folks who claim to be in communication with your God are telling you these things, you're just going to take it on faith and you're going to believe and act as if it was the law.
That's absolutely right.
And we've been covering over the last year and or more about this situation, that it not only does the government, you know, a faith-based organization that is an evil religion, but specifically this whole belief and faith in quote-unquote science on this particular issue. You have things like, you know, the masks, which really feel like a religious totem to me, and, you know, this sort of religious thing that people have are going through, going through these motions.
And it's also interesting to me to note the pace at which the general population consumes new information. For example, I believe we here on Free Talk Live consume information at a faster rate than the general population does, because there are still people out there spouting all of the early stuff that was, you know, laid out the science and, you know, you have to wear the mask because it's the right thing to do for your fellow man. It's great. You know, all of these kinds of things. People are still spouting them despite the fact that, you know, all these things have been proven otherwise, particularly the masks. Right, there's still people out there not only wearing them, but spouting all the nonsense about how it's going to help because it's a reduction and blah, 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 when the science, or science in general, has disproven that. And in fact, you can tell by the rate of spread of COVID that masks did nothing.
I also thought it was very interesting. Last year, I happened to be, you know, it was during the 2020 election, and not that I follow politicians closely, but for whatever reason on the show, I pulled up Joe Biden's campaign Twitter, and his Twitter headline, the little graphic.
You sniffed it out, huh?
The graphic of his Twitter, the headline graphic said, "Keep the faith." And I thought that was awfully revealing.
Yeah. And so there is one point that I actually disagree with this author on, and I think it's just this little piece that he's missing. Because he points out how COVID or poverty or drugs or any of these things, global warming, all of these become a crisis that lasts so long it becomes a religion. But in point of fact, these are just different devils in a single religion. Mm-hmm. And that religion is the state, the government, the empire, whatever you want to call it. It's these maniacs that we are so continuously scared by. But that's the thing. Fear runs out. You eventually adapt to the circumstance, and you've got to be scared by a new thing, a new threat.
That's why they brought around COVID once the war on terror was starting to run dry.
And make no mistake, they're going to bring a new devil. It might even be a devil we're used to, like global warming, but there will always be a new thing to be scared of and to run to the state for protection for.
The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in your thoughts on the religion of the state, fear, whatever is on your mind, we got moments remaining. They're coming up. They're Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Apparently, some of these protesters in Paris, France, they don't believe in the whole religion of the state, or at least not this aspect of it. They went in without asking permission into a shopping mall, and a video footage here from Syrian Girl on Twitter, at Partisan Girl is her username, shows police beating a woman and then taking her down, an unarmed woman who simply tried to go shopping at the mall without a vaccine passport. Because remember, it's all about keeping you safe, which is why they need to hit you with clubs.
And might I say, coming soon to a community near you. We've seen this repeatedly where governments do something, and then something outrageous happens, and then the next thing you know, all the other governments also do that same outrageous thing.
Oh, the government gang here would never hit people with clubs. Oh, wait.
It could never happen here.
It's not here.
Yeah.
So, Peakless, you've been sharing with us a series of posts from somebody on Twitter, and who was it again that was making these posts?
John Hayward.
John Hayward on Twitter about the idea of crisis and the state using it, sort of this religious aspect to it. Of course, we've seen the state acting as essentially a religion. It's sort of a secular religion. Mm-hmm. It's like this evil religion where they don't mention the word God, but right. They act as though they are God, and should be worshipped. And
And that's the thing.
And that there's something
there
bigger than
the sum of
their
parts. There's much more focus on the devil figure. Like, they care a lot more about scaring you with hell than with bribing you with heaven in these kind of religions.
Like the bad terrorism, the bad COVID, all these scary things you need to have the government around to keep
you
safe.
Exactly. The war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
The war on drugs. The war on poverty.
All right, so tell me more.
So, skipping a bit here, you can look for some telltale signs of a crisis transforming into a religion. The most obvious one is when the high priests tell you the quote-unquote war you've been drafted into will never end. They become very angry when asked to define success or failure, or lay out exit strategies. Watch for the moment when you're told quote-unquote science means not asking questions.
Well, remember, the war on terrorism is not supposed to end. That's why it's a war on a concept instead of a war on some sort of definable thing. Like, oh, here's a group of men in a set uniform on a set plot of land. Okay, they've been defeated. Okay, war's over. We have to go home now. No, now it's terrorism. So even though the war on Afghanistan is over, that doesn't mean the war on terrorism is over. They've been ginning up now, quote-unquote, domestic terrorists. That's the new boogeyman.
Yeah, i.e. Us.
Yeah. And which isn't a new one, because they did that under Obama, but now they're focusing more on it than previous. And
one of my most entertaining moments in watching government was when Senator Rand was talking to Fauci, and he's like, okay, so, and he's trying to nail down, okay, what are the numbers? When can we go back to normal? What numbers do we have to hit in order for us to take off the mask, stop requiring the jab, like, open the schools,
let them know any of that?
No, absolutely not.
Nor would they even put that out front in the first place. Mm-hmm. They did when they said, oh, it's only 2 weeks, but we saw how only 2 weeks that was.
Well, even that one. So I found myself not quite remembering perfectly how many days was it? And then I looked back into it and, like, actually, it was different ones. Some said 14, some said 15.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, true. Even then, there was some ambiguity for exactly how long. Now, mind you, this is the longest 2 weeks or half month or whatever of my entire life. But that's the thing, like, and they're going to keep doing this. So the next time they do this nonsense, remember, ask them up front, okay, when will we know that we've won our war on poverty or terror or global warming or COVID or whatever the next terrifying thing is?
They won't have an answer. And if they even let you ask the question, if it's not some sort of completely controlled setup like every press conference with every major politician is, they're not going to give it to you.
Well, and, you know, they keep selling these things as temporary measures. Mm-hmm. But they never tell us how we're going to stop. There's never a plan to stop. And if you ever ask, they'll get quite angry.
Remember last year, Donald Trump was describing COVID as the, quote, invisible enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unlike the war on terror, which is a war against an idea, now this is a war against the thing that you can't even really put your finger on.
Yeah. Well, and like the war on terror, anyone could be a terrorist.
Unlike the war on terror, because the war on terror focused on, like, oh, those brown people. They're the dangerous ones. But now it really is absolutely anybody, including your own family members.
And let's remember the temporary program during the war on terror, the post-9/11, right? Oh, the Patriot Act. Oh, this is only going to be temporary.
Did they say that about the Patriot?
They totally did, man. Oh, yeah. Jeez. And then it came time to renew. They're like, we're going to renew it for like another year or whatever it was, 6 months or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden it's permanent.
Mm-hmm. And just like I always knew they would, they have now started focusing on so-called domestic terrorists.
Yes.
You know, people that actually want to hold the government to its contracts. Because, I mean, it's not a legitimate contract, but the Constitution is a contract.
They're calling what happened on January 6th basically domestic terror, right?
Oh, like absolutely.
That's how they're treating those people.
Insurrection, which was like a tour of the Capitol.
Yeah, people who basically went into buildings that are supposed to be theirs, supposedly things they're paying for, and, you know, wanted to see them.
Political extremists, white supremacists, even libertarians.
Yeah.
Oh, but funny how you sneak that in there.
But yet the riots in Minnesota were mostly peaceful when there was, like, burning and looting and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
somewhat fiery.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer was mostly peaceful. He spent most of his life not murdering people.
So all this is to say, in my opinion, if you're out there and you're like, well, what are these guys talking about? Oh, my God. Like, just try and recognize the patterns, right? The government does these things, and they do them repeatedly, and people just keep falling for it and letting it go. So the first step is to recognize the patterns and then go, have they done this before? And if they have, go, oh my gosh, they're doing it again. Then you can finally see what the outcome is going to be and make your preferred plans for that.
By the way, the guy, the QAnon shaman guy, pled guilty today. I don't know if you heard about that. One of the more visible participants in the January 6th, one of the more memorable ones, has pled to a single charge of felony obstruction of an official proceeding.
Bet you anything that he took that plea bargain as a result of, like, well, if you don't,
so
we will
sick.
Charge you with this entire litany
probably.
Of crimes.
That's how they do it.
So sick of plea bargains. I watched...
He's facing 4 years, by the way, for this.
I watched, it was the Innocent Project's thing on Netflix, the Innocence Files, mm-hmm. and then I watched another series called Guilty or Innocent. Right, and it was they were kind of the same thing. They were procedurals about these court cases. They were documentaries, and I mean, some of these folks are taking plea deals when they have no business taking plea deals because they're scared or they're like, yeah, "Well, I just want to get home to my kids or whatever." And like the evidence would fully outweigh, you know, any, you know, I mean, but juries are fickle too, yeah. So you never know. But
and they always punish you worse if you don't take the plea. Like, if you go to a jury and the jury convicts you and the plea would have been 4 years,
yeah,
then the sentence might be 14 years.
Well, and they do things to people, too, where, like, if they're facing, like, you know, a charge where they will make a plea offer in, like, the initial portion, not the actual court hearing, but in the initial part of the being charged, and they'll, like, offer a plea right then and there, and then if they don't take it, they take the plea away. They don't give them the ability to take it after the preliminary hearing.
That's fairly unusual, though, from what I understand.
It's been done. And, in fact, it was done in the Guilty or Innocent series.
And just a general really good advice for the future for everyone. Whenever anyone, whether it's the news or your mother or someone on Facebook, whenever anyone tells you there is this threatening thing, you have to ask the question, can you disprove that statement? Can you disprove the claim that there is this thing that threatens me? Is there a falsifiability to the claim that terrorists are going to kill you, or the claim that the world will be consumed by the oceans from global warming, or the claim that this will be the greatest plague mankind has ever seen, or that the poverty will never end without government intervention? Is there any way to disprove this claim? And I don't know what they're going to come out with next, but I know it's going to be the same pattern.
Well, yeah. If you just apply it, like, even courtroom tactic to government, government doesn't pass muster, right? A preponderance of the evidence. Like, if government had to provide a preponderance of evidence to say any of these things, they would lose.
It's absolutely true.
Anything else you want to share from this story?
I would definitely say go check it out. It is very thought-provoking, and it really does outline quite effectively the pattern of how they move from one scary, scary monster to the next scary, scary monster. And the thing that he doesn't point out is that the answer is always more government control.
Once you realize the pattern, you should be able to recognize it from here on out. Send that over to me, and I'll make sure to get it out on our social media, which you can go and join and follow us over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We're back tomorrow for the Live Sunday Show. See you.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCMteam.com or call 855-GCM-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCMteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.